This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency, which has been the bulk of the discussions we've been having here tonight, or whatever is on your mind, you are welcome to bring that up. But we're shifting gears, and since we've been talking about tech, let's talk about space tech. Daryl, apparently the folks over at SpaceX have been making headlines in the last couple of days for launching a car into space?
Tesla Roadster with a mannequin in the driver's seat.
Why?
Why not?
Just because they can.
It was basically to prove that they had the ability, and Elon Musk was hoping that the Tesla Roadster would crash into Mars. Unfortunately, he missed Mars. And the Tesla Roadster apparently is headed towards the asteroid belt. And that's fine, I guess. But again, this was kind of a test. Article from The Verge. They actually have a few articles on this. One of them about the Tesla Roadster overshooting Mars. But the one that I'm more interested in is one titled, "Here's What's Next for SpaceX After the Falcon Heavy's First Flight."
The Falcon Heavy.
That's the name of the rocket.
That launched the Tesla?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
The first launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket was mostly a success. The middle core rocket broke apart when it crashed into the water next to the company's autonomous drone ship, and Tesla's payload overshot its target. Now, I want to pause here. The
drone ships.
Other two rockets, they had the middle core rocket and then two on the sides. The two side rockets, they did successfully land back on these landing pads.
Wait, meaning rocket's supposed to come back to a landing pad?
Oh, you're not familiar with these re-landing, reusable rockets.
No, I've never heard of such a thing before, because normally with the government rockets, they just crash them into the ocean.
Right,
yeah.
But SpaceX and I believe Blue Horizon, Blue Origin, whatever the Jeff Bezos owned company, not Amazon, he owns a space company, the first word in it is blue, but both SpaceX and this other company have been testing these landing rockets. Of, you know, you boost off, and then they break off, and then they come back, and they land on a landing pad, meaning that they are able to be reused, which saves a bunch of money because you don't have to keep rebuilding these rockets.
Wow. I mean, it's amazing that it took this long to get there, but we're there. That's good to know.
Yes.
And that's only because the marketplace has been allowed access to space to some extent.
Right.
And so there's been this, like, a real space race. Instead of it being Russia or the Soviet Union at the time and the United States having a race.
Right now, SpaceX is winning. They've already got a couple of laps above everybody else. You know, because they've got a car in space that is literally lapping everybody else.
Well, it's going one direction, right? It's not going around. It's not in orbit. It's heading towards Mars or whatever, right?
No, the photo that he's posted showing the trajectory shows that it's kind of making a loop sort of thing.
Okay. I haven't looked at the story, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Okay.
And that middle rocket that wound up missing the landing pad was the one that he said was most likely to not land on the landing pad. I guess they hadn't actually tested that one fully.
Got it.
But continuing on here. But the launch was an otherwise excellent showcase of what the Falcon Heavy is supposed to be all about. Big-time power to propel big-time payloads. So, what comes next for the private spaceflight company? The answer here from The Verge, they say, has three parts. One for each of SpaceX's current and future rockets. There is, of course, the Falcon Heavy itself. But it's partially made up of Falcon 9's reliable rockets in their own right and the current moneymaker for SpaceX. Also, last year, Elon Musk announced the Big Falcon rocket, or the BFR. The company's the immediate future of the company
Big
will be
Falcon
all about
rocket. That's the public name for it, but the F stands for something else.
Well, all of their things have the word Falcon in it.
Okay.
The company's immediate future will be all about finding a balance between the first two until the BFR is ready to fly. The next launch of the Falcon Heavy will not be for another, quote, 3 to 6 months, according to Musk. The cadence of Falcon Heavy flights depends on two things. Musk said the rate at which the company can produce the center section of the rocket and customer demand. The outer boosters are easy to produce because they're just Falcon 9 boosters with nose cones attached. The Falcon Heavy's center core uses the same engines as a Falcon 9, but the rest of the metal tube, known as the rocket's airframe, has to be upgraded for each flight.
Mm-hmm.
Musk says the rate of Falcon Heavy flights is really dependent on production rate of the airframe of the center core. Since that's the main difference, he says, quote, we can really produce Falcon Heavies at a pretty rapid rate. Whatever the demand is, we'll be able to meet it. And that's really interesting to where he's saying, yeah, we'll be able to meet whatever the demand is.
Awesome.
Now, the question that I have, and the question that a lot of other people have, and I don't think it's necessarily answered in here, is SpaceX dependent or will they be dependent upon government contracts? Because we know that Tesla really only survives because of government subsidies.
I've heard that, yeah.
And I had read another article where they said that SpaceX is competing for government contracts. But how much of, you know, the overall business is that going to account for? Is that going to be 5%, 10%, or will it be 95%?
Are they required to say, are they a public company or are they private? Not that you would know. Just
I
asking
don't know.
Asking out in the open. Apparently our chat room's very excited about the Falcon rockets. They're posting pictures of it. They say I should get with the program because they're awesome.
Oh, and you should find the Spaceman GIF.
What's that?
It's...
Is that a meme?
No, so because they put a mannequin in the driver's seat of the Tesla
when
Roadster.
They launched it.
They've got cameras on the sides of the Roadster.
Yeah.
And there's one of the pictures where it's the Roadster floating past Earth from the front, and you just see the mannequin sitting in the driver's seat flying by Earth.
That's silly.
And it just looks like he's spinning in a big giant circle.
Let's go to Jeffrey. He's in Dover, New Hampshire, listening or watching us on twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Jeffrey. You're on Free Talk Live. On the radio, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So what else do you want to share?
Continuing on here, there's a really large, bold letter caption here that says the Falcon Heavy can launch things direct to Pluto and beyond with no stop needed.
Damn.
The demand is hard to parse at the moment. There are a few
There's probably
launches.
Not a lot of things you need to ship to Pluto. But,
true.
Yeah.
But
pretty cool,
remember,
though.
Well... Remember, and I don't know how, you know, in tune to space sort of things you are, but the Voyager satellites that were launched before you and I were born just wound up passing Pluto a few years ago.
Right? Okay.
So, you know, like if there's some government that wants to launch a satellite towards Pluto, This thing seems to be able to
do
it a lot faster, to where the Voyager satellites had to slingshot around Jupiter and Saturn, to where, you know, you
to get the velocity,
figure out
or
where
something.
It's going, and then, yeah, you slingshot, get the velocity, and head up.
Wow. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We can allow you to take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or you can join us on Skype username lrn.fm, or hop in the Discord on air call in line through discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm here tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping put one together, liberty.menu. Well, we didn't do the hard work, which was the programming of liberty.menu. That was a guy named Patrick who put the site together and did an awesome job with it. He made a super easy-to-use tool for the liberty community that, at its core, is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. You can easily go there right now to liberty.menu and sign up for an account. It's free. And then you can add your business. That is also free. It is exclusively, though, for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. These are people who want liberty-oriented customers to come to their business. This is for businesses to be listed, to be seen by libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist community out there, and hopefully increase their business.
And not just business, but also events.
Right, and digital content, as you'll find over at liberty.menu. So get on over there. It's free to list your business. It's free to list more than one. Daryl, you've listed dozens of different things on liberty.menu, and I don't think you've paid a dime to list any of them.
You are correct,
although
sir.
You could if you wanted to, because then you'd get some nice upgrades, some, you know, perks that you don't get with the free accounts. But it is free to get rolling there and get listed. And that means that libertarians like you might be finding your business. Go to liberty.menu and get started today. That's liberty.menu as we continue.
And also, after you sign up, input code FTL and you get the Free Talk Live badge.
Excellent. And that will identify you as a Free Talk Live listener.
Yes.
Liberty.menu, use code FTL over there. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about Elon Musk, SpaceX. Now, is he part of SpaceX or is he just...
He's the owner.
He's the owner. Well, I didn't even realize that.
That's why they say Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Ah, see, I thought SpaceX was like some sort of big thing that was bigger than just, you know, one guy's company or whatever, but neat. Glad to hear that. They launched a Tesla Roadster, apparently, or something like that.
Yes.
Into space just because they can. Let's go to Rat Speed. He's on the line on our Discord call-in line, discord.lrn.fm.
Hello.
Hi,
how
Rat
are
Speed.
You?
Good. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. So, where have you been, Ian? Come on. Oh, my God.
What do you mean? I'm in Keene, New Hampshire.
This is Bill. Oh, I'm just kidding with you, but come on. You have to follow the times. It is
I really
the
don't have to.
Thing ever. Okay. I highly implore you to.
Okay. What's the coolest thing ever?
The technology that this company has been putting together to create space travel at one-tenth the traditional cost, plus just the general geekiness of it. I mean, come on. He's launching a car into space just like the beginning of the movie Heavy Metal. He's got Don't Panic on the screen. He's got... It was his own personal Tesla Roadster, by the way. That's his actual car that he sent out into space. So I guess he has... Yeah.
Well,
so,
technically, since he owns Tesla, any of them that he has not sold are his.
And that's true. Okay, but he did say it was his personal one. But the other thing, too, is the rocket itself, okay, so the Falcon Heavy is the strongest thrust rocket that has been around since the space shuttle. So, in other words, up until now, everyone's been completely dependent on the Russian government to be able to get to and from the space station. So this changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is the reason why they put on this big show was basically to show to investors, hey, you guys have an alternative. Here's the competition. This is what we can do. And this is how much it costs.
Yeah.
Jesus. So this really is, I mean, it's only a stepping stone, but it is paving the way for future plans that will hopefully be able to change the course of humanity. I mean, when I saw, I had a really bad day at work yesterday, and when I came home and saw this, I was really, I didn't even want spoilers. I didn't know if the thing had crashed or burst into a million flames. It didn't. So I watched it, and I had started to tear up without realizing. That's
wow.
How powerful it was. Yeah, because those rockets are sexy. They really are. they did a good job. And I've always been
rockets.
Into the space program. You know, I was in second grade when the Challenger exploded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I've been following
yeah.
along with the space program. But what he's doing, I really like the one thing that he's doing is that instead of using a bunch of, you know, cold, soulless acronyms and everything, he's really kind of – his PR is doing really well. If you watch his webcasts, they're hosted. It's and then they got the crowd in the back, and they're probably prompting them to clap and everything. But I mean, you could see the enthusiasm because it's the people that were putting together the rockets watching their own project take off, you know. So it looks like it's a Super Bowl party when this is going on. So, I mean, yeah, I really implore you to take a look at some of the things that have happened because who else would put the Monty Python flying circus theme to a collage of his test rockets having failed and exploded? I mean, you have to have a sense of humor for that. So I just love Elon Musk. I love Tesla. I love SpaceX. It's all great. So
well,
I just wanted to say
everything that. I've heard about the SpaceX program, I mean, I remember when they first came out years ago, like, what, a decade plus or something like that ago? It seems like it's been quite a while.
It's been a while.
We talked about it yeah. back then on Free Talk Live, and, you know, that was back when they were offering bounties for people who could, like, get something into low orbit or whatever.
No. You're thinking of the X Prize.
That wasn't the same thing?
No. Not okay. the same thing.
SpaceX, XPRIZE, sounds like it could be related.
What Elon originally was going to do, back when the Soviet Union had collapsed and they were needing a lot of money, what the Soviet or the former Soviet bloc was doing was they were offering decommissioned ICBMs as cheap alternatives to the space program in the U.S. So what Elon originally was going to do was he was going to purchase a few of those to try to get some of his own stuff up. And then he realized, you know what, we could make our own rockets and do a better job. And that's
yep.
how SpaceX began.
And he did. All right.
So
okay,
originally
so it didn't have to do with the
for,
the X Prize then. Okay, got
you
it.
Know, originally it was for his own personal projects. And then everything kind of, you know, lifted off from there, no pun intended. But yeah, it's great. I really like it.
So are you an investor, or is this a privately owned company? Do you know?
I don't think
it's
public
says it's
yet.
Private.
It's private.
Yeah,
okay.
It's that one's private. So he's CEO of or three different companies. I think SpaceX, Tesla, and then the other one now that they've reclaimed it, SolarCity. You know, so and the X really plays a part in everything that he does because the very first company that he made that really hugely took off was X.com, and that was the one that combined forces with PayPal and turned into what PayPal became. So, yeah, he has a long history of geekdom.
Right on. Hey, Ratspeed, yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your info on this. That's Ratspeed calling from the Discord on-air call-in line, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up here. If there's more from SpaceX, we'll talk
yes.
about that. Also, you can bring whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got Discord at discord.lrn.fm, which is where our last caller was just on a moment ago. Sounded great. You can sound that good, too. Just give it a shot over at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure you know that you can get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to websites like Walmart there, where when you click through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So get started with your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, you are welcome to take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about private space travel in the form of SpaceX, which apparently I confused for the X Prize. Apparently,
yes,
they are
two
not related.
Completely different things.
X Prize was Google or something, wasn't it? Wasn't Google involved in that?
I think Google became involved, but not until after a year or two of its existence.
So the folks over at SpaceX have launched a fancy rocket that can actually land itself onto its launching pad.
Yes.
Sort of like those drones, I guess, that can come back to where they started if they, you know, if you like lose their connection or something.
in that they return to a spot and safely land, but I've never seen a drone that's been able to put a Tesla into space. Continuing on, article here from The Verge asking, what's next? Elon Musk says the great thing about the Falcon Heavy, and again, that's the particular rocket that was used.
This is the rocket that didn't make it back to its landing pad. The other two, which are smaller versions, did.
There's the main rocket, and then there's the side rockets.
Yep.
The two side rockets did safely land. The main rocket did not.
But it was a test, basically, because that main rocket had never been tested in that way before.
The great thing about the Falcon Heavy is that it opens up a new class of payload. It could launch one more than twice as much payload as any other rocket in the world. So it's up to customers what they might want to launch, but it can launch things direct to Pluto and beyond with no stop needed. In the meantime, the company will also be working on fixing the problem that doomed the Central Core's landing. Musk has said the plan with the Falcon Heavy is to recover at least two of the three cores on each flight, though recovering all three would be ideal.
Sure.
And SpaceX has a good idea of what went wrong with the third landing. The rocket needs three of the nine engines to land, and only one lit up, so that's where they start. The next Falcon Heavy won't reuse any of the major pieces that survived this flight. The two side boosters that went up this week, which had already flown on their own Falcon 9 missions, are being retired. They're older versions of the Falcon 9 architecture, and the company only wants to refly the newest version of the Falcon 9 rocket from now on, Musk said in a... Or rather, that's what Musk said during a press conference. So the Falcon Heavy launch, whenever it is, will be powered by brand new center core and two side boosters. The company might, however, reuse the cross-hatched pieces of metal at the top of each rocket that help guide it safely to the ground, which are called grid fins. Musk mused in the post-launch press conference about how happy he was to have recovered those. They take a long time to produce, especially since the company began making them out of titanium. Those friggin' grid fins are super expensive. That's the most important thing to recover.
All right. Yeah, and so saving a lot of money by being able to reuse a lot of the rocket materials, whereas back in the government launch days, they all just used to crash into the ocean, never to be seen again.
Right. And one thing that's interesting here, there's just a little bit more to the article. He says that he hopes that this first flight of the Falcon Heavy inspires more competition.
Sure.
He spoke about how the rocket was developed using around $500 million of the company's own funds. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money, but it's a sliver compared to the multi-billion dollar price tag of some other famous rockets.
Sure.
Musk said, I think it's going to encourage other countries and companies to raise their sights and say, hey, we can do bigger and better, which is great. We want a new space race. Races are exciting.
No doubt about it. And, you know, when you've got heavy competition, you've got a situation where people are, you know, giving their best and trying to bring costs down. And it sounds like they already have brought costs down significantly. And it did mention earlier in the article that they were already making money off of these rockets, and that what that means is that people are hiring them to launch stuff into orbit, like satellite companies, for instance.
Right.
Which, if they're able to, I mean, those are normally pretty expensive launches. If they're able to shave some costs off of the satellite companies, you know, significantly, then every satellite company on Earth is going to want to use SpaceX rather than some government launch pad or whatever.
Right. And scrolling down, because this is a fairly lengthy article, they say that the Falcon 9 was used 18 times in 2017,
okay,
the most ever for the company. SpaceX's 2018 launch calendar is even more ambitious.
Yeah.
Many of those launches will send satellites or ISS cargo to space, ISS being the International Space Station.
So the government's hiring them to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
And they've
just
been,
shut down NASA already.
They've been alternating between SpaceX and Blue Origin, and you know, probably one or two other organizations.
And you said Blue Origin is the Bezos company.
Yes, that's
out there.
The Jeff Bezos, the guy behind Amazon.
At some point, NASA is going to look so old and outdated and decrepit in its technology, they should just shut the thing down. I mean, really, the excuse behind NASA that a lot of geek types would have supported in the past is, like, if you were to ask people what's your favorite government agency, a lot of people would say NASA because, you know, it's one of the least offensive things that can sort of position itself as having done mostly good things for humanity over time. But it's still a bureaucratic, bumbling government agency that is relying on billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars and ultimately not really delivering that much besides some really pretty pictures and some interesting, you know, scientific data on occasion.
And speaking of NASA, there still are NASA-trained astronauts that SpaceX will be shuttling to the ISS. So the U.S. government has already worked out a deal with SpaceX here to take some NASA astronauts to the space station.
Interesting.
First, the company will fly a demonstration mission using the Falcon 9 and an empty version of its human-carrying Dragon spacecraft.
The Dragon.
That's slated to happen mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
If that test goes well, NASA astronauts could fly into space in a Dragon spacecraft aboard a Falcon 9 by the end of the year, but it's also likely the crewed mission will be delayed. A recent report from the Government Accountability Office claimed that SpaceX will not be certified to fly NASA astronauts until late 2019 at the earliest.
Okay.
SpaceX has flown the Falcon 9 for nearly 8 years now, and the company's upgraded the rocket along the way, more than doubling the capacity that it can take into orbit.
Pretty cool stuff. I mean, I gotta agree, whenever I hear about it, it seems like, hey, right on, they're doing some cool stuff. But I honestly, I don't follow it closely. I just figure the geeks will get it figured out, and sometime within our lifetime, we're going to see people traveling to space regularly. I know they were, I don't know who it was, but a while back, I don't know if it was Virgin or whoever, they were selling, like, hotel stays in space.
Not necessarily hotel stays, space flights, but the problem is they're not getting government approval to actually send humans into low orbit.
Really? So there's some sort of permit that they have to get to do that?
They've got to get FAA permission because they want to blast off out of New Mexico.
I see. But if they were to move their launch pad to a different country,
they would have to get permission from that country's government.
It might be easier, though, if you were an island
Richard
nation.
Richard Branson is a much smarter man than you or I.
Yeah.
And he's done the research. My understanding, the only place in Europe that has an appropriate launch site is somewhere in Ukraine.
Yeah, okay.
And they're not giving people permission.
Gotcha.
So it's Ukraine or the U.S.
Somebody's got to bribe some politicians. It'll happen eventually. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. And we'll continue here with more in moments on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Mark Ed of Free Talk Live doing an Edmonton Post show here at the North American Bitcoin Conference. And it's quite a show. There's about 4,000 people milling about here, and it's been really great. I went through the vendor area or the booth area or whatever it might be, and I'm looking for interviews, looking for people to talk to. Mainly what I'm looking for is people with ideas. I don't want somebody who's pitching their most recent ICO and telling everybody how we're going to get rich or anything like that. I want people that are prepared to change the world. One thing that we talk about on Free Talk Live on a regular basis is Venezuela and the catastrophe that it is, sort of modern Venezuela. What should be, by all rights, the most successful South American country, and they should be giving the United States or at least California a run for its money, because they are so oil rich and their people have shown themselves to be very entrepreneurial and hardworking. And what I saw was these guys from Onyx Coin, and I've got with me Angel. I'm going to mess this up. Okay, Angel Salazar.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just going to say Angel from here on out, just because it's so much easier for me. And you are the CEO of Onyx Coin. Give me the 30-second elevator pitch.
Okay. First, thank you very much for the opportunity of bringing up the word of Onyx Project.
Yeah.
Onyx Project, it's the solution for Venezuelan financial problems through blockchain and cryptocurrency. We are bringing Onyx as a payment method for 8 million Venezuelans in this year. So, as you said, that's technology being used.
Yeah, so you say it's technology being used. Is Onyx Coin being used? How does it? How do people get it in Venezuela?
The project started last year as a small project because in Venezuela it wasn't, we weren't sure if it was totally legal to use cryptocurrency as in other countries, but since December the Venezuelan government...
I remember that there are some people in Venezuela that the government's been going after for mining. So, you know, they're hooking into the power grid and they're just running their miners or whatever, and the government didn't like that, which of course nobody who supplies electricity is going to like you just hooking in and getting free electricity. So those are the only stories I've heard about crypto coming out of Venezuela.
No, but that's true. But the government saw the opportunity of reconnecting to the international market through cryptocurrency, and they changed their view through cryptocurrency and blockchain. And they started calling us, the private sector, to learn about the technology and how to benefit from it. So the course of the path changed drastically, 180 degrees.
Yep. What now? One of the things that would concern me immediately when the government of Venezuela gets involved is what if they want to socialize your currency? What's going to happen?
You can't do it because it's not property of anyone. It's free on the web. We are a public blockchain. We are open source. So you can't gain control or you can't regulate it. You can't take control from it. But the government currently, it's supporting the development of blockchain in Venezuela because they are taking advantage of it. If the Venezuelans learn about Bitcoin and about cryptocurrency, about blockchain, and use it on daily basis, they can create market for the petrol. So they open the doors for all the projects to come to Venezuela and start pitching ideas, solving problems in different sectors like mining sector, development sector, financial sector, and that's a really good opportunity for the private and for the entrepreneurs.
So one of the things that's the problem with the Bolivar Fuerte that currently is the currency in Venezuela is that the government has this official exchange rate, and then there's sort of the real exchange rate. So I don't know what it is. I haven't looked before our interview or anything like that. But I'll just throw out some numbers. So like in one case, the government will say it's 30 bolivars to a dollar, and then you go on the market out there,
the
and it's 14,000. Right? Like it's that big of a disparity, tremendous disparity.
It's a huge spread.
Yeah, what the government says is reality and what is in fact reality. So how are you going to address that? I mean, if you're trying to sell your stuff at the spread, the Onyx coin, if you're trying to sell that at the government spread, it's not going to go anywhere, is it?
Okay, the Venezuelan government has a control over the exchange in Venezuela from fiat currency, between fiat currencies,
yep.
Bolivar and U.S. dollar, for example. There's an exchange control, but they took it off for cryptocurrencies. In Venezuela now, it's legal to build or to create or to run an exchanger with cryptocurrency between bolivars, cryptocurrencies, and cryptocurrencies to other fiat currencies. So, through over there, you can create new market rates. For example, you can exchange Onyx to Bolivar, and you don't have a rate controlled by the government, only by the open market.
So this will be essentially making the Venezuelan government, forcing them to be sort of responsible surrounding exchange rates and those sorts of things, because they won't have control. They're trying to enterprise on the...
They don't want control over the exchange rate on cryptocurrency. They want to open the market again for the importers, the exporters, the huge groceries companies, that to regain access to the international markets on their own terms. Okay, you can get the Venezuelan U.S. dollars, but you can with bolivars buy Onyx, and then you can resell their Onyx to Bitcoin or to other cryptocurrency or to other currencies.
What if the government's behind Onyx Coin, or you know, at least benignly accepting Onyx Coin, what are businesses accepting it currently? I mean, if I'm a Venezuelan who's according to the news here in the United States losing something like 14 pounds a year or whatever it is, and I want to buy some food with my Onyx Coin, can I do that now, or is this something that would be implemented into the future?
Both.
Okay.
Right now, there's an informal merchant directory. We have like 1,000 merchants accepting formally Onyx.
That's pretty big. Are they
yes.
mostly one city, or are they throughout
no,
the country?
Spread all over the country.
Okay.
But now we have created a new division, enterprise division, on Onyx project to integrate the admin systems and the formal admin system, the point of sales of the grocery stores, that to ease up the path for them to accept Onyx as a payment method, because now it's legal. So we are teaching them how to accept it,
yep.
and we are bringing the solutions to them, the tools.
So is there a point of sale software that's integrated with your project so that you have that, or is are people, I don't know anything about Venezuela, I've never been there in my life, I don't know if people are writing up sales slips and keeping their records that way, or if they're using computers, or what are they doing?
Venezuela is a really technological country.
Yeah.
We have a good internet penetration, and
yeah.
Venezuelans...
That's what I figured.
Yes, we have awareness about the technology in Venezuela. For example, there is one cell phone for each Venezuelan.
Yeah.
And there's 15 million smartphones in Venezuela currently being used. But this is good for cryptocurrency because the Venezuelans are used to the technology. So if you show them something new, they can embrace it easy. We are currently developing...
It's just an app at this point.
Yes.
Right?
We are developing 2 points of sales. One hardware with Raspberry Pi,
okay.
and an Onyx wallet integrated to that yeah. Point of sale, and a digital point of sale for the huge groceries companies with a pulse and touch,
yep.
so they can charge on Onyx and exchange immediately between Bolivar and Onyx.
How long till those point of sale software things, soft and hardware, are put together? How long for that?
The software, the digital point of sale, maybe 2 months. And the hardware maybe 6 or 8 months because it involved more development.
So one thing that I can see off the bat is that Onyx Coin will now be tradable. I don't know if that's the right term. Ownable by
yes.
anybody in the world, right?
Yes.
So for whatever reason, whatever the rate of the exchanges in Venezuela currently for Onyx Coin, maybe Venezuela's acceptance of this, the Venezuelan government's acceptance of this, will cause the value to go up. People can speculate on that. There's I don't know, thousands, tens of thousands of people in the world that make their money just doing foreign exchange, work.
Trading.
Yeah, trading and that sort of thing. So I would just imagine that this would get tossed into the mix, right?
Yes, of course, because Onyx is undervalued right now. And our goal is to be used by 8 million Venezuelans in 1 year. And you have a huge demand and a really low offer for the Onyx, because there's only 30 million Onyx on circulation, and the issuance is 28,000 every day.
Yep.
So you have a growing demand and a stable offer.
To hear the rest of this great interview, just go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date, download it, or just listen on the website, archives.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.